For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
Welcome back to the Utah Football Fans Podcast. I am Bryn with James and Gary. We hope everybody made it back safely to wherever you're from. We heard, you know, some long drives, long flights, all of that. So hopefully everyone's home safely. We want to thank our sponsor, Thomas Orthodontics. Was he there?
Yeah, he was there.
The Rose Bowl? Look him up at thomasortho.com.
Of course he was there. He's got a private jet and everything.
When are we going to get invited?
Unless it was. Oh, that's right. It was grounded because of the weather. That's right.
Okay. Please like, subscribe, share with your friends. And on YouTube, please hit the super thanks button if you would like to contribute to the show.
Thank you.
We want to thank some of our contributors, Rob Totten. Thanks, Rob. He's been a great contributor over the last
Rob's
few
like
years.
An honorary admin on the Facebook group, too.
I know, man. Thanks.
I appreciate it.
It's helpful because there's a lot of stuff that goes on.
It's great. There's a lot of stuff.
Thank you to Jared Woodward. Thank you very much. Thanks to Don Sharp, Bryson Dunham, and Linstead DM. Thank you so much for contributing and hitting that super thanks. We very much appreciate it.
Yeah, we do.
We also just want to give some shout outs to some of the people we met while we were in LA. Jason Kunkel, we met you at the pop-up shop at the block, that Red Zone pop-up shop. He listens. What did he end up buying? Did you buy something, Jason? What'd you buy?
I thought he did.
I don't know for sure. He was in line when we saw him, so I don't know what he came out with.
You bought
beautiful mall. I bought a shirt.
It's one of the only decent ones.
Yeah, the swag was a little rough this year, all the way around. So
not the greatest.
Yeah, I like it.
Then we also want to give a shout out to Hank Mondaca.
Yes,
I hope I'm saying that right, Hank. I'm sorry if I'm not. We didn't ask how his last name's pronounced. Is that how you'd say it? Mondaca?
Yeah.
Okay. He invited us to his tailgate. Man, you had a sweet setup.
That is...
He was there at 4:30 in the morning or something like that.
An impressive setup. Well, food, drinks, music. It was amazing.
And it sounds like he did that last year too.
Uh-huh.
So he's a pro at this Rose Bowl tailgating. But he invited us to come over. It was great to meet you.
Good food.
Very good. Fun vibe. Coach Mack was there.
Yeah.
Some former Utah players.
Yeah, players. It was great. It was cool.
An awesome setup.
Yeah.
And then just one other shout out, Chris Lindblom. He sent us a picture of him listening to the podcast on his way to California.
I think he's like stuck in traffic by Prim or something like that. And
yeah, a lot of people were stuck in some traffic. And so I hope we helped you pass the time.
If we can make you laugh, that's all we're here for.
Is that everybody? I mean...
I think so. There was a lot. It's hard to remember everything.
Missing anybody. That was kind of everyone we ran into. Some shout outs we wanted to give.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, hopefully everyone made it home safely. I mean, we got home, have had to adjust back to real life.
I know. Going back to work.
It's been rough.
That was the roughest thing of everything.
It's been rough.
So we have here
our actual sponsor.
The actual. It should be our actual sponsor. Baby. Red Bull.
Please.
Does anyone have any Red Bull connections? Gary would love it.
These are the best ones, by the way.
Tropical. What does that say? I don't have my glasses on.
It's just tropical.
Okay, tropical.
Oh my gosh.
See, this is the best stuff, but it's an honor because right after the game, we were planning on leaving like at 4:30 in the morning on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
But after the game.
That's what I did.
That's what she did. Now, so what we did is that after we lost and I wasn't going to be able to sleep anyway, we just decided to get up and go. Went back to the hotel, threw everything in the back of the car, and we were headed to St. George, and I pounded a couple of these.
A couple?
And some Mountain Dews, one earlier in the game, and then on the way. And some Mountain Dews,
so
man.
So much
so
caffeine.
Bad for you.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, we want them to be a sponsor,
and so
but it's
I made
so
6 hours like that, man. I was,
oh, God.
It was great.
We just flew. I mean, rain, some sleet, whatever.
And some people that are
so we get into
maniacs.
St. George like at
2:30?
2:30-ish. I thought, okay, I'll sleep. We'll sleep for 6 hours. Then we got, you know, 4 hours to get home or whatever. Dude, I couldn't sleep. I was so jacked up.
Oh, I wonder why.
I didn't know that. You couldn't sleep?
Oh, man.
Dude, my head hit the pillow.
No, I wasn't out. I was like, boom. So I'm still feeling right now.
Oh, my God.
The effects of my whole system is screwed up.
Jittery.
And so if I start shaking or something, it's withdrawals, but it got me home.
In the end, you guys were only a couple hours ahead of us.
Yeah, but I'd have to wake up at 4:30 in the morning.
I got to wake up at 9.
But you didn't sleep. Well,
I pretended to wake up at 9.
You didn't sleep at all.
And then it was, it was, so after the game, I had a hot dog prior. That was it.
Okay.
I think I put some mustard on it, and that was it. And so off the stress of the game, afterwards, we get in the car and have to wait. And so I put down some, and this was part of the other problem.
Gosh.
Beef jerky.
Oh,
it was very good, though.
It's
excellent beef jerky.
It's great beef jerky. Some bagels. Some chips. And there was something else. And so you mix all that together.
It's and then three Red Bulls on
disaster.
Top.
And Red Bulls and some Mountain Dews. I'm still working my way.
Oh, geez.
Anyway.
The old man struggled, is what it sounds like.
But I'm alive. I'm glad we're here behind these microphones.
We did make it
But
home.
You know what? Look, we're smiling.
Yeah, I got some news for people who are tuning in just to see us sad and moping. Keep watching, but it ain't
it's
happening.
It's freaking football. It's
football.
It's fun.
It's supposed to be fun. And it was the damn Rose Bowl. It was still a fun freaking season. I had a blast. You can't let one game against a top 10 team bring you down. No, man. We're going to have some fun today. It's fun. So
we made
I'm
it
sorry
to the Rose Bowl.
To disappoint some of the YouTube comments, but thanks for watching.
We're in one of the most prestigious games again.
Again.
Again. I mean, I look at it as a privilege. And then that whole setting that is the Rose Bowl, all of the festivities that is the Rose Bowl, the recognition that is the Rose Bowl. Sure, I wanted to win.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to win.
I did too.
But you know what? Someone's going to lose, and we lost. Be that as it may, as far as the general thing, we were there. We've been on the national scene now for the last, I don't know how many years. Anyone starting this season would say, would you like to go to the Rose Bowl?
Oh, no, I don't want to go to the Rose Bowl. I don't want to risk losing to a
risk
top
lose.
10 team.
No.
If you want guaranteed
it was
wins.
Fun, man. I love it.
Go
I
play in the Potato Bowl or the New Mexico Bowl or one of these garbage bowls.
Yeah.
No, screw that. I want to go play quality teams. That means that your team is really dang good. And when you're a really good team, you're going to play a really good team. And that's exactly what happened on Monday. Yeah, I'm with you.
I love it.
I thought we were going to win. I did. I was really confident. But hey, Penn State impressed me. They were freaking good. Their defense is elite. And hey, that's how it went. But I'm still smiling because what a season.
I liked some of the festivities we didn't get last year because there was still all the COVID protocols. Like they didn't they didn't do the big pep rallies, and they didn't do. So the day before the game, we went over to the stadium. I know University of Utah was doing a pep rally. There was also one that was just the Rose Bowl. That's the one that we went to over at the stadium, which was fun.
It was fun.
They had the trophy over there. You could see the trophy. They had all these photo ops and roses you could get and little. There's the Gary sound.
Gary's on.
So that was kind of fun because, again, we didn't get that last year. And then, I mean, it shocks me. I remember this from last year, but even it shocked me. There's so many people flooding into that stadium, and then it's sold out. You're packed in there. And then the pregame's really cool. The bands get to play, both bands. The flyover.
The B-1 Bombers,
you know me,
dude.
I love a flyover. Yeah.
Big
That's a spiritual
fan.
Experience when those babies came over.
It was. I had goosebumps. I'm not exaggerating. They come over, and then the sound, shaking.
The sound. And then they have fireworks. Oh, God. That is really cool. And, yeah, you're just and they do make such a spectacle of it, but you sit there and you go, We're sitting here. We get to be here in the Rose Bowl. It is really cool.
Have you seen the panorama of the stadium?
Yes.
Yeah, I look like an idiot.
Oh,
Jesse's
no,
yawning.
Jesse's yawning.
No. He's been, I haven't looked
I
at
got
it.
A guy,
I'm looking right at the camera.
I didn't know they were doing it. Wow. I wish they would announce
what
it.
What do I look like? You don't even remember.
I don't think I can see you.
I'm short.
Mine is a perfect picture of my experience of the game because someone was standing in front of me. The entire game. Like, he was the guy, or it was a woman, but she was the person.
That's right. She was.
She just stood the whole time.
Everybody in front of her is seated. All 40 rows in front of her. So she can see fine, but she insists on standing, which is, look, you're a fan. You have the right to do it. But then that forces me to stand, and then the people behind me get mad at me, and I was like, bud, I don't know what I'm going to do. Just stand up.
That's right.
So you're covered in the picture. I haven't looked at
half
it.
Your
you
face
can see half. It's like this.
No, I'm thinking
it's
more
my good half.
Of the aerial picture that shows.
Let's see, what is it?
Oh yeah,
75% of the stadium is in red, and then you had the one little corner of Penn State, which I was shocked. Actually,
Penn State fans, you guys are loud.
You're very loud.
I'm impressed.
We're louder than Utah fans were.
Anyway, it was great.
Just to address that, one of the biggest disappointments for me was that Utah fans never had the opportunity to. Explode? No, it just it didn't. It,
when we were on defense, you could have been loud. All I'm saying is, true. Utah fans, you were
okay.
Too
let's
quiet.
Let's go to there later.
Maybe. Remember, Bryn said it.
We'll get to there later, and then you can give your
okay.
Whatever.
Okay, we're pausing on that. Go ahead. All right, what do you want to? What do you want
to
talk?
Let's
about?
Let's go, man. Let's get to the game. Let's say what we think.
Go for it.
Well, okay. Well, let me say my piece, and then you know. Fill in, agree, disagree, and whatever. But anyway, so Penn State, they were exactly as I thought they were going to be. They were a good freaking football team. Mm-hmm. Physical, solid, the whole thing. Everything we talked about really is what I saw in the field. And so for me, it's just congratulations and props. They beat us. I mean, I have no. I'm not going to give any excuses whatsoever because it's a good freaking football team. It was going to, in my mind, be a grind out game, start to finish, and it was through the third quarter. I felt like it was going to go down to the end, and whatever circumstances happened, it was just pound each other and so forth. You know, okay, so Cam gets injured, he goes out. Yeah, the complexion of the game changed, and the. Reality is, Bryson Barnes, bless him, he came in, gave it an effort, but he's not up to the task to take on that defense, and they're aggressive, and they blitz, and they took advantage of it. But you know what? Next man up. So what? Who's going to care? It doesn't matter. So I'm not making any excuses whatsoever. They beat us. Okay, and...
Wait, so you're not going to make excuses that if our quarterback had stayed in, we would have won?
Even if he's in the game, I don't... No one knows. And what about... I don't know, but what I do know is it was a back-and-forth game, hitting each other, grinding it out, physical game. It wasn't this wide-open stuff necessarily, and it was playing out that way, and then Cam gets hurt, and, you know, things change, but that's the way it goes, and we couldn't respond. But even beyond all of that, here's the things I wrote down. Just some of the, I don't know if they're keys or the things that were, for me anyway, the keys of why we lost, okay? Of course, the Cam injury was a factor. Okay,
we don't, and we don't have any.
And no update that I know of.
What are the odds, though? He goes down in both Rose Bowl games. Yeah. Seriously, Bummer. I mean, it sucks.
So he goes out. Maybe this was a minor thing, but I still think it was a factor at the time when it happened, was the trick play. I think it was our first drive of the third quarter.
In the second half, I think that's when it happened.
And it's when it happened. We were actually moving the ball. We're near the 50, whatever. I think it was a fake jet sweep. Is that what it was? To the receiver who was then going to throw it back, who they think Cam was going to come out wide open. Perfectly played by Penn State, the corner. Mm-hmm. It was blown up. The guy didn't do anything with the ball, got sacked, and we lost like 10 yards. Yeah. Killed the drive.
Came second and 19 instead of...
Man, I'm not a gimmick guy myself. When you're moving the ball normal, I'm not saying that is the reason. I just felt... I didn't like it at the time when we were actually moving the ball. Anyway, I killed the drive. And then as I'm watching the game, it amazed me how many big plays happened on third down.
Uh-huh.
We had them on third down a bunch of times. And it wasn't just that they converted the third downs. It was the amount of huge big plays and real big plays. That's what, I mean, and so as I'm watching the game, I'm going, it's third down again. Boom. It's third down. Boom. And then third down, what the freak just happened?
Run for 35 yards.
So I came back and looked it up because I wanted to see if what I was perceiving in watching the game was actual. And so, for instance, on their first drive for a touchdown, it was third and three at the Penn State 25, 15 yards. It was third down and seven at the Utah 41, 30-yard pass.
To their tight end, yep.
And then it was third and two at the Utah 6, touchdown. So these big plays.
All happen on third all down.
All their big plays.
On third days. That's on their third first seven. Uh-huh. So, of course, then we tie it up. So on their second touchdown. Wow. Third and eight at the Penn State 32, and they get a 30-yard pass play again, and they end up scoring on that drive. We tied it up again. Then it's on their third touchdown.
This is
the one. It's third and two at the Penn State 13, and Singleton runs for 87 freaking yards, and they go up 21-14.
Next drive, Cam gets hurt.
Cam gets out.
Yeah.
On their next drive that puts them up to 28, it's at the end of the third quarter, so it's the start of the fourth quarter. It is third and four again at the Penn State 12.
Wow. So exactly the same thing.
And Clifford, they get an 88-yard touchdown. Jeez. And
again,
that stuff.
On third down.
All this stuff is on third freaking down, let alone the big play should never happen, and they happened. Here's interesting. Did you hear Witt on the post game? I watched him on the run. Yeah, everyone was in the box to cover the run. What happened is the lineman, and if you notice, Utah very often was looking at the sideline, getting everybody. Mm-hmm. Was getting the signal from the D coordinator as to what alignment. They were looking over, and before he had a chance to look back,
They snapped the ball,
so he was out of position. The tight end made a great block on him.
I didn't know that.
Boom, gone.
Interesting.
And then, of course, on the pass play, it was a double move. Again, on third down, though, it was a double move, and our guy, I'm not going to...
Safety bit...
He bit too hard on it on the double move. Out, gone. Boom, gone. And it was over, and they scored. Okay, these things happen. Again, props to to Penn State. But when I look at that stuff, it's just perplexing. All this stuff on third down from not only just big chunks of 30 yards, but freaking 90 yards.
180 yards of their offense came from two plays.
That just usually doesn't happen.
No, and no. Going into the game, I thought the two biggest factors in favor of Utah was Cam being the X factor. Okay, well, X factor, he wasn't having a great game, but he was having a Cam Rising game. Okay, and he has the ability to light it up and do special things. Right? We answered twice. We went down 7-0, 7-7, 14-7. So, and then the drive, they were up 21-14, and we were driving when we got hurt. So, the X factor, in my opinion, gets hurt. Okay, that sucks. But I also said big plays. Big plays are going to be key. I thought it was Utah that was going to have big plays. It really hurt to not have Kincaid in the game. It was very apparent in the pass game that there was no obvious number one guy. Vele played really well. I'll give him credit. But our receivers aren't great at that separation and huge plays. And
there was miscommunication going on with our receivers. Yeah. It wasn't working.
It wasn't pretty. So not having Kincaid hurt, and then we didn't get the big plays, and they did. They got the big plays, and that's the difference in the game.
I mean, they executed. That's the thing, though. Yeah, it's not like we just handed it to them. We made mistakes on those plays, but Penn State did execute those plays well, and Clifford on the throws were making the throws.
It was perfect. And Clifford, you know, he played exactly what we expected him to do, right? Like, he's a solid, not great, but solid quarterback. But the biggest thing for me is that's the best defense we faced all season by a mile. They were so freaking fast from sideline to sideline. You would get Dixon on a freaking sweep, and in the Pac-12 he gains 12 yards. Well, against Penn State he was gaining 6 yards. I mean,
maybe. But I agree with
you.
Don't
maybe me.
Yeah. I agree. I think they are
good.
But I mean, come on, not everybody's that crap in the league.
The defenses? I will just say I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I was very frustrated as I was watching the game. And I think Penn State, and now all those third downs you just talked about, I hadn't realized that. But congrats to them for capitalizing on that, on those third down. Because if you hit that many third downs, you hit those two 90-yard plays. I mean, they did it. They executed it. And we weren't clicking. I don't know. This is just my perception. I felt like our team was really flat. Even kind of before Cam got hurt, obviously once he got hurt, I felt like both sides of the ball, it really just deflated. And I can lose a game. Like last year, Rose Bowl, even after we lost, like we were still...
It feels so different.
We were hyped. We were like, we were okay with it. This year, I don't feel that same way. I think just because I don't feel like we played our best game. Like to go from the way Utah played in the Pac-12 championship to then the way we played in this game... They were kind of two different teams, and that was frustrating for me to watch because I just felt like we didn't play our best game. I can handle a loss if I feel like we've played really well. I don't feel like we played very well.
I feel like a lot of that, though, is credit to Penn State. I feel like they forced us to not play well. They took things away. Our run game was okay. It wasn't great. All right. There were a couple of explosive runs that we had, but I'm with you. This game is very different. Last year, it was fireworks on both sides of the ball, both teams. This was a much more traditional, almost a Big Ten style game where it was just beat you up and the more physical team's going to win. And that's what happened.
But we ran for 184 yards, our rushing game.
Yeah.
So our rushing game was fine. Pass game was a little weak.
Mm-hmm. Pass game was a struggle.
It was a struggle.
Obviously.
Thing is, as I say all the time, every game is an entity in of itself.
It really is.
Because not every team is the same, which is stupid to say, but we just say, okay, this game, but every team you play is different. And the way you play is different. In other words, we match up different with different teams. No, some are grind-pounding teams, and that's what they are, and that's what we are. I wouldn't have expected these big plays. I'm not sure I expected them from either side. You always hope that there would be, but they got them, and we didn't.
Just felt like we weren't clicking with each other. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you.
I credit to Penn State. I'm not taking anything away. I'm not saying it was just us, but I do feel like some of the mistakes we made, we shot ourselves in the foot quite a bit.
Pass game just wasn't good enough. Unfortunately, but
it was the Rose Bowl, baby. Hey.
Yeah, I was frustrated at it, and then as it played out, we got lit up because we couldn't adjust well enough. So basically, it was 35-14. We score at the end, and there you go.
Silver lining is that our Utah football players didn't have to wear those hideous T-shirts afterwards.
Yeah, did you see the ones that Penn State got for winning
the Rose Bowl champion shirts?
They look them up. They look like a Christmas sweater. They're so ugly. Bad.
I didn't see them.
Our buddy is from the No Name All Game podcast, the Penn State podcast. He tweeted it out after the game.
It looks like a joke.
Brother, those are bad. He's like, yeah, these are terrible. So look them up. Because that's silver lining. We don't have to pretend to like those.
I would have loved that trophy, though. The trophy was nice.
Yeah, well,
we got to see it.
I'm, disappointed. It is a different feel from last year because we actually played good. We're right there at the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, that we were out of it. They got us. And so that's a bummer. But, man, I'm proud of our guys. I'm proud of the team. I'm proud of the effort. I'm proud of the, from our perspective, at least from my perspective, the fact that we made it to the game considering everything and how everything lined up, we kept ourselves in the mix the entire year. Adjusting as you must, and which we did, and as things lined up, we made it to the championship game, and we kicked the crap out of USC.
With, again, I keep needing to remind myself, a very young team.
We've gone over a banged-up team.
And a banged-up team. Everyone's banged up, but we've talked about this before. We've gone over, especially from the defensive side, freshmen and sophomores, the class year of our defense, they're so young. So the fact that we could make it to championship, make it to the Rose Bowl with a very young team. You gotta celebrate that. We need to celebrate all of that.
So it's great. So yeah, I'm looking forward to next year. We'll do an episode talking about maybe an end of year thing, kind of thing.
Oh yeah,
looking forward. But there's a lot of unknowns right now, so it's
Do our end of year awards.
Yeah, we got to do that too.
We have a couple episodes coming, and we'll do off season stuff. We're not going away. Don't you worry. Can't get rid of us.
But though I'd say this, I think Penn State's a young team too. They're going to make some noise in the Big Ten. Good football team. They got a new quarterback coming in, but he's supposed to be really good. So we'll see. So anyway, congrats to them. But congrats to our squad, man. We made it to the Rose Bowl back-to-back. That's not easy. Yes, we want to win it. The way it goes, we lost. But I'm still proud of our team and all that was accomplished. Proud of the coaches. Fantastic.
Penn State had really nice fans. Every fan we met was...
I never met a jerk, so that made it even harder.
No, I had very some good nice.
You want to hate them, but gosh dang it.
No, they were very nice.
Very nice people.
Your mascot's a little creepy looking.
Yeah, the mascot is...
I'm just going to say that.
It looks like... a little creepy. That's a nightmare waiting to happen right there.
It looks like if you look up when Disneyland first opened... the Mickey Mouse costume.
That's what it exactly looks like.
And maybe that's true. Maybe Penn State hasn't changed their mascot since the 1940s.
I get it, but it's time.
It's creepy.
Maybe have an alternative mascot that doesn't live in your haunt your dreams. Because it's rough.
Okay, so we've got some comments. Let's make some comments on the comments, which then do relate, some of them anyway, to the game. And it goes back to how you were kind of starting it, because this is from Matt Keller, and I saw other comments that were similar to this. And actually, the chicks behind us the whole freaking game were expressing this thing, particularly in the fourth quarter. There's 5 minutes left. We're getting blown out, and they're still saying this. But does anyone else feel more let down by our fans than by our team? Because I felt like, as a whole, we weren't there.
That's what I said earlier.
I disagree.
Okay.
The stadium was 70% Utah
fans. I disagree. It's,
Yeah, it was.
You cheer.
It was.
It's not like we were cheering, But when they score, you don't typically cheer. When Penn State, the way it was happening, the way it was being played, is we were always catching up.
Yep.
They took the lead. We got excited. Score. The lid came off. They took the lead again. It kind of brings you down. We scored. The lid came off. We got the ball at the start of the second half. It was loud. They stifled us.
Mm-hmm.
They went down and scored. Okay, it brings it down a little bit. Next drive, Cam Rising gets his leg blown out. Yeah, that brings down the energy level.
It did.
I think we threw an interception. They go down. Oh, they scored. So it just tampers you down. Be realistic. Are you going to be sitting there as it goes from 14-21, 14-28, 14-35, that we're going to be standing up there jumping for joy and
excitement? No,
man.
But I'm talking
reality.
I'm talking about when we were still in the game, the people at least around me, first of all, way too many Utah fans were screaming and yelling when we were on offense. What is going on, people?
When we're on, I'm going to...
You are quiet.
You're quiet. You don't scream at the top of your lungs.
Even my 8-year-old knew that.
When we are on offense. Now, when we're on defense,
but that was ham. That was my point, is like, we were on offense and the people around me are like screaming, losing their mind.
Idiots.
I'm going, okay, be quiet. And then on defense, when we were still in the game, I'm not talking about when it's definitely felt like there's no way we're coming back.
Okay.
I'm talking about when we were still in the game. When we're on defense and it is third down, it just never felt like we got super into it. The crowd never got loud like we've heard Utah crowds get loud.
It wasn't the Rice Eccles versus USC.
Which is strange because
it was 70%.
There was way more. That's all I'm talking. It never felt like people got into it. And the girls behind you, she kept asking where Clark Phillips was. So that's how you know what kind of fan she was. But what I don't know. This is just my perception. I just felt like the crowd was very flat.
I think you're right. I felt
it was
too
disappointing
when I'm sitting there, but I think it's the way the game was playing out. It was.
Well, I get that. By the fourth quarter, I mean, I was deflated.
It was
too.
Just. I think it was there ready to explode, but then the circumstances kept it down.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But
everyone
I'm not going to sit here and rag on the
everyone
team.
Everyone has a different
on
experience.
The fans. I didn't feel it that way.
Okay.
I wanted to yell more.
When we scored, it was
freaking
great.
I yelled, but when Cam gets his leg hurt, Barnes comes in and you can see that he's can't handle it.
He
throws a pick. They score again. You know, my energy level.
He struggled.
I'm not going to be standing out of my seat screaming every play when they're kicking our butt and some guy just runs for 90 yards. So there you go. What do you think? What does everybody think? Okay.
Yeah.
This is from Jeff Moody. I'll spill this
in. Oh, that would have been
liquid
bad.
Gold.
That would have been great.
Interesting here. If you're okay with doing the same thing as last year in sports or business, you're not pushing yourself to your potential. I'm tired of the we won the Pac-12 title two times in a row mentality. The goal is to get past what you did the previous year.
Well, okay, that's the goal.
Come on, man.
You can't always
that's
achieve
so freaking
it.
Stupid. Goodness.
The goal is to win the Pac-12, which we've done the last 2 years.
Yeah, the goal is to win and never lose.
Oh, why can't they do that?
If you lose a game next year, I can't lose another game. It's.
Well, again,
yes.
Okay, yeah, we lost, but you can't
that's
take away
sports.
Then you can't take away the whole season.
That's sports. It was a great season.
Sorry, Jeffrey.
And look where we were 5 years ago, Jeffrey. I'd say that we've been on a pretty good trajectory since then.
Yeah.
You can't ever win if you're not there, so.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was profound.
Ooh. Confucius says.
Confucius say.
That was very profound.
You cannot win it if you're not there.
Should get that
okay.
On
oh, okay. Here we go.
Get that one on a t-shirt.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Put a seatbelt on.
Wait, hold on. Before we do that, I have to read one. Oh, that's not the last one. Okay, go.
No, we got more.
He has more.
Okay, this is my favorite
one.
I'm going to sit back for this one.
This is from a troller, an idiot.
Who is listening? Because
I know he's listening
like seven times. Hey, when are you guys going
to
do another podcast?
He's been waiting
to see. What are you going to put? Hey, Doofus, here we are. Thanks for watching.
Yeah.
Be a super fan and give us some of your money.
Yeah.
You
give
watch
us some money. You watch us all the
and
time.
And subscribe. And
hit
you comment so freaking
button.
Much. You might as well do it.
So he goes by average bloke, but I think it's really below average idiot. I think that's his real handle.
Got him.
And this is his very profound,
well thought
and
out.
Modern thought. He went to philosophical graduate school to come up with this. Why do you have a woman on this show?
Oh, you know what, you guys? My dumb woman brain, I forgot that I'm supposed to be at home in the kitchen. How did you two let me forget that I'm not supposed to be here? Silly me.
You can't know football.
I can't know anything about sports. What was I thinking? You're right, average bloke. Thank you for reminding me. A-hole.
A-hole.
Hit that bleep button.
Wait a minute.
Like
you.
Calling him an a-hole is just, it's too mild.
It is too mild.
Well, it is mild.
This is a family
what a loser. Now
I
guarantee he's just saying that to get a rise. Way to go.
I made her mad.
Below average idiot.
That's what I'm saying. I guess I forgot I'm not supposed to be here and I'm not supposed to like sports.
Yeah. So all you women that do listen, what do you think about a loser like that?
Silly me.
Oh, gosh.
It's all right. He's still single, so it's fine.
He probably is. I bet average bloke.
Don't talk about him. Goodbye. Move on.
He's still living at home and he's 38 years old.
Probably, but goodbye.
Yeah.
Oh, this is from Curtis Hadley.
Okay.
What an idiot, too. Most of your subscribers are here for the unintentional comedy.
Okay.
And this is from a guy, if you go look at his profile, has no subscribers.
Most people don't have any subscribers.
I know, but okay, you get on here, you slam our subscribers, and if you think that really hurts, you're an idiot, man.
We're very
also,
funny. What are you talking
about? Make sure you
about?
Hit subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Hadley, subscribe. Let's quit.
The unintentional comedy.
I don't think we can ever do another pod because...
Oh.
Glad we're here to
he
entertain.
Said that.
Some nameless, faceless guy on the internet said something negative about me.
Wow, you guys are fired
this is
up
from,
today.
That's just Albert Lee. Thursday. This is from Albert Lee, and I guarantee he's a SC fan.
Oh, we're going to get into that. Stay, buckle up.
Oh, yeah. SC.
Hey.
You... What happened?
Against Tulane?
Tulane in okay. the worst way
Did
possible.
Did you love my little 8-year-old that kept saying that over and over and over again while we were in LA? Kept walking around going, USC, what happened?
Oh, so stay tuned because I'm going to just go off on that. Continue.
Utah float. Of course, the Rose Bowl. I can't wait to piss on your float in Pasadena.
Ew.
I plan to piss on it and give it the middle finger.
Oh, that's extreme.
Albert, that's... Wow.
An adult.
That's civil, man. Are you? Yeah. What are you? 12? 11?
Wow. Jeez.
No, maybe 15.
Some anger issues.
That's a little. Wow. That's okay. Aggressive.
Wow.
Yeah. That get help. That's
get gross. Help soon.
Mm-hmm. In all sincerity, that's a get help moment.
Okay. And then we're gonna, as far as comments and comments, we're going with this one. I can't. Ute fans. This is from Lou Banks. Lou. I hope you've. Anyway. If given a choice, is this the one you're talking
no.
about? Okay. If given a choice, I don't even think we should reply to this one because it's so freaking stupid. So if given a choice, would we rather stick with Coach Witt?
Yes. That's it. Throw it away.
Or would we rather have Deion Sanders?
That's a real question.
As our new head coach or Lincoln freaking Riley, the whiner, or Chip Kelly?
Oh, God. Lou, go back a couple episodes and listen to my ode to Kyle, and you'll know the
look,
answer.
Look, I understand what he might want to be saying, but that's just bad.
No,
it's a bad.
No,
Witt
bad
or Deion Sanders.
Witt's a top 5 coach in the country. So
are you kidding me?
Deion's done nothing.
No,
Deion Sanders,
Chip right. Kelly,
Chip Kelly.
Okay,
move on.
Oh.
Ooh,
close, but
I was
you
like,
missed.
To the camera.
All right, did you have one?
Yeah, I've got one that's definitely a USC fan, and I just wanted to read this. I just want to emphasize here that going into the season, everyone plays by the same rules, right? Like, every team plays by the same set of rules. So if you want your team to win the Pac-12 and go to the Rose Bowl, just do what Utah did. So this is an idiot called Ruben Doofus something. I don't know. Congratulations on blowing the Pac-12 chances of winning another. He calls it a Doze Bowl. I'm assuming that's a pun. I don't know.
It's probably a typo.
No, he he's trying to spell Rose.
No, he probably can't spell Rose. It's an R. Y'all have never won anything meaningful, but we beat USC, be your claim to fame. Yeah, we did beat USC. We kept you out of the playoff, and you would have gotten rolled, by the way. So you could actually kind of welcome for
that. Yeah, you should actually thank us for that.
And hey, if you want someone else to go to the Rose Bowl, then go win. It's pretty easy.
Pretty simple.
It's pretty simple. As the guy said, you got to win. So
there you go.
There you go, idiot. Also, I'm sure he's listening, so thanks for listening.
Yeah, are you subscribed? Make sure you subscribe and pay us.
It's a super thanks, please.
Yeah, he's a USC guy because every comment is like, hey, you guys aren't going to have home field advantage at the Pac-12 championship game. Didn't need it. Also, it still was because it was 70% Utah fans.
All right, there you have the comments.
That section is brought to you by Red Bull.
Oh, my gosh.
Because we're out of our minds and we just make fun of other people.
But it's factual stuff.
Leave a comment.
Feel free to leave your comments.
You might be featured.
Okay, Ruben. Let's go here, though. I am surprised Mekhi Bernard has entered the portal and will be gone.
Wait, did you notice at the Rose Bowl, the first half, the announcer was calling him Micah, and then the second half, they'd corrected it, and he was finally calling him Mekhi?
I caught it.
I did not, because I haven't rewatched it.
No. At the game.
Oh, 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 oh.
At the game. No, I didn't notice that. At the game.
I'm honestly...
I was surprised. That
surprised and disappointed, because I like him.
He's entering the transfer portal, for anyone who didn't know. That was announced yesterday. That one did surprise me.
I wish he was staying.
It doesn't surprise me.
I wish he was staying. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
The reason, okay, is it because of this, and you tell me, is Jackson is rising fast in the as the running back. You've got Glover, who's in the wings. Curry, solid back coming back. And I apologize, but we have another running back in the room. I think, and I mean, we've talked, and there's other rumors and stuff, but it's probably a factor, no doubt.
Yeah, I think that's it.
But when you look at that room, maybe he wants to be the featured back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Jackson came on strong at the end of the year. I mean, he, in my opinion, had our best play of the game with his touchdown run. That was electric.
He's versatile, man.
He's super versatile. He's a big dude. You have another offseason, and he now is in an offseason as a running back. Remember, last year's offseason, he was trying to be a quarterback. He was trying to be the backup quarterback.
Was it midseason he changed?
It was midseason. So now he's going to have an entire offseason as a running back. So he could very easily be our number one. Glover's a four-star kid. Mm-hmm. He's not going anywhere. In fact, Cole Bagley tweeted out today, he has reports, or he talked to, or somebody talked to Glover, and he's all in. He's not going anywhere. So, and he's going to have another offseason. Curry comes back. And then, we've got other dudes coming into the program. So
I think you just...
Sad to me,
though. For me, though, like, transfer portal, I always... In my head, my perception is that it's the guys who aren't getting enough play time, so they want to go somewhere else. Whereas Bernard, that hasn't been the case.
He has more play than anybody.
He's been one of our main running backs. So it's surprising. I wish him well. I wish he wasn't leaving. I wish we could still have him, but...
Don't be surprised, Utah fans, if he ends up at USC back with Coach McDonald. That's who recruited him. That's who brought him to
Utah.
That
would be sick.
Well, get ready. Don't be surprised.
He lines up perfectly.
He's a grad transfer, so he can go in for 1 year. He knows the running backs, coach. He would be plugged right in.
We'll see where he ends up, but that's not going to be our only guy who transfers,
sadly. I don't want to hear that right now. That would be sick.
Get yourself ready.
Diabate declared for the draft.
Yep, he's gone.
We're losing Coach Bumfus, our wide receivers coach.
Daniels is gone from the offensive line. He's going into the draft.
Okay.
Yeah, the coach went to Mississippi State. I got to say, though, the wide receivers were a little bit of a disappointment for me this year. So hopefully there can be somebody that comes in.
this is what happens. I mean, this is the off season. It's like, we're not done. We still don't know about people coming back. There's going to be more people leave. We're going to maybe lose more coaches.
We'll go into the portal too. You know what though? This is what happens when you're a very good football team. Okay. Mm-hmm. When you're a great football team like Utah is right now, you lose coaches because other programs come in and take them from positions and elevate them at their program,
which is what they're trying to do. So we get it.
And then the players leave because
Them players when they're leaving,
you get a 3-star kid that leaves because guess what? He's got a 4-star kid playing in front of him, or a 4-star kid leaves because there's another 4-star kid. So yeah, it sucks, but that's how it is. That's how it operates.
Right now.
That's how it operates. So.
All right, let's just run down quickly if we can remember the other Pac-12 bowl games.
Feels like it's been a lifetime ago.
And what happened and what we think about it.
4 days ago,
Oregon State killed a undermanned Florida, but I was cheering for him.
Oh, I was cheering for him.
Congratulations. I loved it.
And Oregon State next year, they're my pick to win the
Pac-12.
I'm dead serious.
So we had Oregon.
Holiday
I was cheering
Bowl.
For Oregon.
Came back and won.
Thank you for winning, Oregon.
I mean, it wasn't the Oregon team for, what, 3/4 of the game or more?
That fourth quarter was entertaining.
That was Oregon. And they won, so congrats.
They played on a baseball field with like
the field was pretend garbage. Grass.
You can't do a bowl.
Gotta stop
there.
Doing that because people are going to get hurt.
I was very glad that Oregon won. Thank you for winning.
I'm glad they did it. Washington, well done. Mm-hmm.
That was a fun game to watch too. Mm-hmm. They're also
Penix,
very good.
I like Penix. Mm-hmm. I think he's the typical quarterback that makes some noise in the NFL. I like him. I'm glad they won. Congratulations.
Now let's get into the fun ones.
Now, SC.
Hold on.
USC, what happened?
I mean, seriously. Okay, but I'm going to ask this question of you, and I'm going to say first, I was cheering for USC.
I wasn't.
Nope. I wanted USC to win because
I know why.
It's not only that they're part of the league, that we took them out twice, and if they win that, it makes you look, it looks
okay,
better.
Okay, Gary.
No.
I wasn't sure if I was going to cheer
for
them or
not. It was sickening. I had to take some medicines to keep it from coming up for doing it.
Maybe that's
but
why
I did.
You are screwed
that's
up, because you took some medicine on top of everything else.
No, it's because you were cheering for USC.
I was saddened.
Saddened?
That they lost, because I wanted them to win.
I was questionable. I didn't know what I was going to do because I get it, right? It makes you look better. It helps your cause, helps the league, all that stuff. But the second
you started watching,
I turned on the TV and I saw that freaking or yellow and canary or whatever the freak their color scheme is.
Maroon.
I was like, can't do it. They showed Caleb Williams and I was like, I can't cheer for him.
Caleb Williams.
That's how I felt.
Had 400.
Oh my gosh.
And I can't remember.
And you still lost.
400, what, 60 yards? 5 touchdowns?
I lost.
And that team loses?
Real quick, if you did not see the ending
defense.
Of that game.
They have no defense.
Go to ESPN.com
I watched
right now
it.
And watch the end. It is the biggest collapse.
Chokorama.
They're up by 15 points.
4 minutes left.
With 4 minutes left. Tulane scores, and it's like, all right, run the clock out, go score it again, whatever, it's over, because Tulane can't stop them unless your kick returner fumbles the ball out of bounds.
Bounce off his chest.
Out of bounds.
Oh, man.
At the 1-yard line, next play, safety.
Did anyone even block that dude? The guy's like weighs like 380
walks
pounds.
Walks through, tackles the guy.
The ball, he hands the ball off, the guy's tackled.
Tackled. Tulane gets the ball, goes down, scores with 8 seconds left.
Man.
It was amazing.
USC, what happened?
So to all those USC trolls.
Hey, towel boys, what happened?
Oh, towel boys.
Did you wipe the tears away again? Hey, look.
We're sending them towels.
I'm going to just say, I will give this. There's some condolences because that is the hardest way to lose, man. I would have been breaking stuff.
Yeah. It would have been
this podcast. These lights
just be ripped
down.
We'd
be shoving it if we
ripped
were
to shreds,
up by 15.
Burn it down.
With 4 minutes to go, and we choked it like that
with a quarterback that just threw for 1,800 yards and 9 touchdowns in one game.
In one game, and we lose it.
Lost.
Oh man,
yeah. his nails say anything?
What if though?
He said,
"Hey, Williams,
Gary is the best."
Transfer said, portal.
And said, "UFC, what happened?" Somehow on his nails.
Oh boy.
Oh, it was great. And I thought they were going to win because when I walked into the Rose Bowl, yeah. They were up 15 points.
Well, yeah, of course.
So all of a sudden, the guy behind me goes, USC just lost.
It was so great.
Gary was sad that they lost, though.
Good for you, Gary. You were the bigger person. I was not.
I mean, no. Whiner. It's just, I can't believe it, man. I really feel bad for the Towel Boys. Okay, college football playoff. There were two freaking good games.
Unbelievable games.
The best playoff games that's ever been since the playoff era started.
Period.
I could have gone either way with either of those games. It was just unbelievable games. I do feel bad for Ohio State in the fact, though, that they were leading it and couldn't hold on. They had their chance, man. And so to our Ohio State people, dang, I feel for it because you lose at the end. I thought they were in. Mm-hmm. I thought they had it. I think the injury to Marvin Harrison Jr.
that made was huge critical. Impact.
Huge
in the game.
Yep.
It just was. So
that was a great game.
I feel bad for you, but man, Georgia.
It was a great game.
Stetson, I can't believe the guy's doing it. And he's doing it, though.
Yeah, it was great. And then the TCU game, I didn't give TCU a shot.
I know.
Boy, that was so entertaining. Back and forth, big leads. Did you know that the quarterback's family and girlfriend was at the game, though?
Oh, God. Could you believe that?
It was like, it was show a play, go to the family.
Show the family.
Show a plate, go to the family.
Anyone watch that game, you know what we're talking about.
And look, she was cute, don't get me wrong, but it was like...
Was that a sister?
No, it was his girlfriend.
His girlfriend.
It was a girlfriend.
Did they say that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And look, show them once. Fine. They do that all the time. They show the mom and dad. Okay, great. But it got to the point where like Twitter was just going, what am I watching? I'm watching a football game or am I watching a family watch a football game?
Here's the thing. TCU, I think they shocked the world. They shocked everybody.
They shocked me.
Which was so refreshing because we haven't been able to have a Cinderella story in the football playoffs ever. You just haven't. I mean, TCU was not even ranked to start the season, which is so insane. Now they're in the national championship. I think it shows.
Sunny Dykes.
It's a huge argument for the expansion, and that's all happening. However, Michigan, you got screwed.
Oh, that was...
Not just the targeting.
That was targeting.
The touchdown that got called back, you got screwed.
No. He wasn't in.
I think they got screwed.
He wasn't in. He was short. His butt was on the ground. His butt was on the line, but the ball hadn't crossed yet. It was not a touchdown. It's a game of inches.
The targeting thing was bullcrap, too.
Targeting, though.
Anyways.
Yeah, but that I'm glad that didn't.
I'm glad it didn't, because it would have. I mean, that was in the last seconds. It would have changed everything, and I would have then felt bad for TCU. Never. However, but man, TCU.
What a game. They deserve it, though. It wasn't a fluke.
Oh, well, no, they fought it.
I was obviously cheering for Ohio State to beat Georgia, and then the Michigan game, I was cheering for Michigan, but it's so fun when you don't really have a dog in the fight.
You don't care.
And you can just watch it.
It is fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Okay.
So national championship.
Monday night.
TCU versus Georgia.
Come on, Horned Frogs. Let's go.
That'd be so sweet.
I know that we have some Georgia subscribers, and they're very nice about it and whatever.
Yeah.
But I have nothing against Georgia football.
You had your time last year. I just like some change.
Yeah.
And TCU would be such a cool story.
TCU would be a great story. So I actually think they can do it.
I know.
Well, see, the funny thing is my impression is like, TCU's going to get killed. But that's how I felt when they played Michigan. So who knows how it's all going to play out. It's exciting. But that's the thing. It's exciting. I'm so happy that I'm excited about the national championship
game. Yeah, it's true. Like, Monday, I'll be watching.
So who do you...
Monday night.
Who are you picking to win?
If I'm having to put my own money down, I'm picking Georgia to win. I'm cheering...
For TCU.
Wholeheartedly for TCU.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I'm picking TCU.
Go for it.
I hope you are right.
That'd be so
I would
cool.
never be more happy to be wrong.
The Horned Frogs.
I'm a Horned Frog. All right. So to conclude this episode, the jackass.
Dun, 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 the jackass of bowl season is...
Is it Jackass of just the bowl season or of all the seasons?
No, this week's Jackass, not the season Jack. Although he might win the season Jack. Okay, here is the this episode Jack. I don't know what it is. Go for it, man.
Oh, I'm so happy about this.
Or you want to do it?
You know what? Let's give Bryn the honors.
Bryn,
I think present she might the dislike him more than award. Me. So she might dislike him
the
more than me.
The Jackass of the week is DTR. None other than Mr. Headbutting DTR.
An idiot.
What a tool.
What were you thinking? I like that UCLA game, which they lost, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we didn't mention that game.
Well, we couldn't because we were getting into this. But yeah, they lost to Pitt.
I was cheering for UCLA until the headbutt.
I was.
Until the headbutt. And then I see DTR, they score a touchdown. He runs down the field and headbutts the other player.
And then runs away like this. What was
like he's in a ballet or something.
Kick him out of the freaking game. I don't know how they didn't just eject him right there. They should have. That is such a dick move.
Trash talking. And then headbutt the guy.
And here, this
it's
is
classless,
on,
man.
This is on top of classless. The way he's acted the whole season. When we played him, when he's played other Pac-12 teams, he's a prick, and he gets the Jackass of the week.
She already said dick once, so this was a prick. Too. And then he fakes an injury, so because he didn't want to finish the game,
he pulled a Caleb Williams and faked
no,
an
he pulled a butt muscle. I'm sure that's what it was.
You ever pulled a butt muscle? It's not
that's
great.
That's a Caleb Williams injury, the hamstring.
Yeah,
right. Did they lost. Both just pull their hamstrings?
And then they lost in painful,
it's a tough loss because I thought their backup had brought them back, dude.
And look, if UCLA had any fans, they'd probably be really sad about it.
Oh God!
So
that's the thing. I was cheering for UCLA, and then your freaking QB acts like that, and then I can't cheer for you anymore. Jackass of the week. Congrats to you. And I'm glad that you're going to be gone.
That might be the third time that he's won it this year. He's coming up on the. He's coming up on. Monson's
making a run
record.
For the record.
Yeah, he might overtake Monson. Okay, well, that wraps up the Rose Bowl episode. I will just say this. Thanks to our Utah football team.
Absolutely. Yes.
Roller coaster season from Florida to the Rose Bowl and all that in between, ups and downs, but we've had some great successes. Thanks for the hard work.
Awesome memories.
Thanks for the successes. Thanks for all you do. We appreciate your skill and your talent and laying it out there. Yeah, we're disappointed, but I'm sure they're more disappointed than we are.
Yes.
But thanks for a great season. Any other thoughts?
Are you going to buy this year's mini helmet? Is that going to be on the table?
You bet.
Ooh, well, you have to. You have to round out the
I want okay, the but collection. That was cool.
It was amazing. So if someone can steal me a real one, I will pay you. I mean, not, but...
We'll mention your name. How about
please.
Just...
Ooh, yeah.
They
we'll put
were
it right here on the
so
table. They're
so beautiful. Pretty. The problem is when you lose, it tainted, but gosh dang it, those were so beautiful.
They're pretty.
So,
There you go. There's your plea.
Please.
Any final words from the woman? From the woman.
I mean, how can I say anything? I'm not supposed to know anything about sports. No, I'm just going to echo what you said. Thank you to the Utah football team for... doing what you do, putting in all the work to entertain all of us. And we love this big Utah football family. And yeah, we'll be back next week with more end of season awards. That's a fun one.
And whatever
and
else.
National championship game and all of
whatever
that.
Whatever else
and
we want to talk about.
Whatever else. So go Utes.
Oh, hey, no, don't push it yet. There's the update on Hamlin, the safety for the Bills.
Okay.
So if you've been living under a rock, the Bills safety collapsed. Today, there was an update that he is conscious. He's making strides. His brain activity seems to be completely normal. Wow. He's communicating with doctors. And one of the first questions he asked was, did we win the game? That's what he asked. So,
you mean, did he ask the Utah one?
No, he didn't. So all very, very, very,
that's
very,
great.
Very good news. So yeah, I just wanted to
update that.
Cause
awesome.
They said over the last 12 hours from last night to today, it's just been an incredible amount of progress. So pretty cool. So,
that's cool.
Yep.
Good.
Good for him. All right.
All right. Finish on that.
Go Utes, huh?
Don't do it like that.
What are you doing? It's a you.
What do you mock it?
You have to do the right way.
James.
You're off the show.
Thank you. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.